In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back on a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Wanted to shift off of football here for a moment and talk about the big event on Friday night. It was such a big event that Cakes, who does not like boxing,
couldn't care less,
found himself intrigued.
Yeah, and I was lucky too, because before we left for Dewey, I told my son, I was like, we have to bring the Apple TV so we have access to Netflix. And I wasn't that into it, but I didn't want to be stranded.
You got sucked in.
I kind of got sucked in by the hype.
Well, 60 million people did.
It's the second most watched event after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Super Bowl.
Because it's Mike Tyson.
It's Mike Tyson. He still brings eyeballs, which is kind of crazy.
And they did a great job selling it. And I always said this. When you would watch the clips of Mike Tyson, they were always 6 seconds or less. Like, they never showed, you know, these flurries for 3 minutes. They would just show him, and you'd be like, oh, man, he still looks menacing. He'd throw, like, one hook, one uppercut to his 65-year-old guy who's got the padding. Mm. And I don't know. For me, even the ring entrance, it was not menacing. Like, you used to watch a Tyson ring entrance and the music, and he just looked super scary.
Netflix, one of the biggest companies on the planet.
Yeah.
All the buffering?
Yeah.
How did you not know that this was going to be your biggest event ever?
Yeah.
Like, how are you caught with your pants down?
They better get this fixed before they start hosting football games.
They got two on Christmas Day.
Yeah,
I'm sure
a lot of people aren't going to watch that.
I feel like the biggest takeaway, number one, Netflix sucked. Number two, we got to see Tyson's butt cheeks.
Yeah, that was weird. That was bizarre.
Yeah, that was unnecessary. I don't understand. I almost feel like that was on purpose.
Yeah,
on some level.
I'm going to deliver the goods. I'm going to show you everything.
That was the money shot.
Everybody knew that the cameras were there, and he's walking around naked, and he's kissing guys. I don't know what's going on.
But that's his son. Tyson's best punch was in the at the weigh-in when he slapped Jake Paul. He was wearing underwear in that one. He was wearing like not tighty whities, but he was wearing like a Speedo type thing.
I still couldn't believe that Jerry World was packed to the rafters.
I know.
100,000 people. And I saw somewhere on Twitter that some guys were paying like I don't know if I believe this, like $2 million for the ringside seats.
Yeah.
The ones that had like a screen here, like right in front of where they're sitting, and then their ringside. $2 million for those seats to that farce?
People like to flex.
To that fiasco?
Rich people like to flex sometimes at those events.
I mean, that's a complete punt of $2 million.
I'll tell you how I felt watching it, and I was intrigued to watch it too, because of course, you never know what you're going to get with Tyson.
Sure.
And my expectations were low.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought he came out with a little flurry at the beginning, a little energy. And I thought he ran out of gas. And by the end of it, you know, after 8 rounds of just nothingness, I feel like I always do when I watch boxing in the last 25 years. since really the Tyson heyday. I feel dirty. I feel like I got robbed. Yeah, I feel satisfied. Like I got hoodwinked.
You haven't watched the good fights.
I mean, you feel that way sometimes with UFC if the guys just sit there and hold and Dana White gets all pissed. But usually if you watch UFC, these guys are killing each other. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. You almost always feel like you got your money's worth. That, even though we didn't pay for it,
yeah.
Like you're never going to get that time back. I ended up going to sleep like an hour later.
And whatever they paid Tyson and Paul, it wasn't enough. They deserve probably 5X what they were paid.
What, Jake got 40 and Mike got 20?
Yeah, they should be paid more.
Plus whatever.
For all the eyeballs that it brought.
Now, the fights before were really good, which yeah, I actually didn't watch.
Fight. My son couldn't stop talking about the girl fight right before.
I went to the movies.
She had the biggest cut I've ever seen. Well, over
they
her
were
eye.
Trading
yes.
the whole time. I don't know who they are.
I have no idea who they
are. She always fights on the Jake Paul card. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Serrano.
She's very good.
Yeah. They were killing each other.
People complained about the decision. I think the woman who had like 100 more punches ended up losing the decision. But mm-hmm. that's also part of boxing, too. Sometimes there's terrible right. decisions. That happens in the UFC as well. But this isn't what I expected. I kept telling people, I was like, he was bad 20-some years ago.
Well, I mean, for anybody that's
expecting
him to
win, he was washed
when
you saw him in D.C. when he fought, was it Kevin McBride? Or I think it was Kevin McBride. Whoever's last fight was.
It was terrible.
He quit. He couldn't throw. Like, he was done then.
I know. Of course. Of course. But he was fighting the YouTuber, so he thought maybe, you know, I don't know. Who knows what anybody thought? But it became obvious. It felt like that Jake Paul was pulling back. Do
Maybe
you believe
a little.
That? Or is that Jake now covering because he couldn't knock out a 60-year-old guy?
I generally think I respect what Jake Paul has done. He is committed, and he's done it for 4 years. Okay? I respect that. I don't think he's very good. Mm-hmm. He picks his opponents pretty carefully. He's only fought
They're
one professional
old,
boxer.
Retired guys.
He fought one professional boxer, and he lost it.
Yeah.
Now, that one was close. Could have gone either way.
He had a good fight there, though. You got to give him credit. Yeah. That was a real fight.
Yeah, but Tommy Fury's not good.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Big Brother.
You know what? I may never watch another fight.
I think I've reached my hurt. I think at the end of the day, it hurt boxing.
I don't know what he can do after this to get eyeballs.
He couldn't even call out an opponent because he wasn't very good.
Connor's not going to fight him. Canelo is not. I mean,
this guy's think Connor would fight him for like $50 million or something? I mean,
Connor might be in prison in a couple weeks. He's doing a rape trial right now.
Hmm.
And it's pretty convincing evidence from what I'm reading against Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm. It was sad.
I'm out,
sad.
EB.
I think it was sad.
It hurt boxing more than it helped.
I'll never watch boxing ever
I'm sorry.
Again.
Mike, you can't wear a knee brace.
The knee brace was a horrible look.
It was an awful look, and it was tilting. It was tilting me.
Oh, it was
a terrible
look. I
always go back
to
Brett. Brett always said, and this is a genius take by Brett Oliverio, former Jux producer, now proprietor of Subdogs.
It was a terrible look.
You can't be hot wearing any sort of brace or cast.
Yeah.
For chicks. Anybody.
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah, but he was talking about girls.
Well, yeah, he was talking about women.
He needs like those Russell Westbrook like compression pants.
Okay.
And then he can do his knee brace under it and the pants
Maybe.
Over top.
Right.
Because you got to hide it. It's an awful
look. First of all,
look.
That thing's not even doing anything.
No.
I don't even know what
Did
that was.
Did you see my butt?
That was so planned.
Yeah. Can we never hear Rosie Perez and Roy Jones Jr. on that mic again?
I didn't even realize that was Rosie Perez until the next time.
I missed part of it.
All we talked about for six rounds was Mike biting the gloves.
Yeah, I got there late. I also heard that the Holyfield interview was a disaster.
Huh?
That they interviewed Evander Holyfield before the fight.
I didn't see it.
And he couldn't hear.
He's also an old punch-drunk boxer. Like, would you be surprised if it's a bad interview?
Netflix invested in has-beens that entire night. I mean, I'm watching Cedric the Entertainer.
My son is convinced. I guess I'm just stupid. I didn't even think of it. He's convinced that Tyson has a ton of brain damage. That when you hear him talk.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's kind of obvious, like for boxers, but it's never been something that I thought was like Sugar Ray Leonard slow down. You know what I mean?
Right,
like Sugar Ray Leonard, when you hear him sometimes, it's really bad.
At least he didn't get flattened because that would have been even sadder. But this is what I expected because when these old fighters, I mentioned Evander Holyfield. So Holyfield was interviewed before. If anybody saw it, I didn't see it. I just saw like a Twitter highlight, right? You can call us at 800-636-1067. Your thoughts on the fiasco from Friday night on Netflix with Tyson. But Evander Holyfield fought a couple years ago. All right? He fought Vito Belfort, who's an old has-been in MMA. Yeah. And he looked so bad, EB. I think he got knocked out.
Who's this?
Evander Holyfield. Oh, yeah. These guys, through marketing, can find a way to get people in the seats. I mean, he's Mike Tyson, so people want to see it. There were stars there and everything, right?
Nobody wants to see Evander Holyfield box anybody at this point.
He's 58 years old. You knew he was going to have no endurance. He had two-minute rounds.
I know.
Changed all the rules.
I didn't expect Tyson to win. I just was curious.
Most people expect him to win. That's the crazy thing.
Well, I know. All the bets on Tyson. There was a guy I follow on online. Like, he's a golfer, right? He put $1,000 on Tyson.
Oh, man.
And the next day, he was lamenting it. He was like, it's the worst bet I've ever made.
Yeah.
Worst
bet I've ever made. They weren't going to let Tyson win. I was 90% sure of that anyway, going in. They weren't going to let Tyson win. The whole thing is rigged.
The whole thing is. Do you believe
Mike Tyson threw 97 punches? I know. He looked like you could poke him in the forehead and he'd fall over.
So do you think Jake Paul definitely held back?
I think he held back. I give him some respect for that, but no respect for making the fight in the first place because this we all knew this could happen.
Yeah, but how about this from Jake Paul's perspective? He's a businessman. He just made $40 million
I appreciate
doing
him not killing Mike Tyson in the ring. Yeah. Because
thanks, and Jake.
I tweeted this. I've never felt worse about aging than I did on Friday.
He looked bad in the ring entrance. I'm telling you, the ring entrance, first of all, I was falling asleep. My son woke me up and I was like, he looks so old.
EB, join
just walking
me.
In there. I was
team
like,
never boxing.
I'm just, I'm so mad at myself.
Proclaim that you're out.
Because you got sucked in like cakes?
Yeah, I'm mad at myself. I knew this was going to be a con, a dog and pony show. And then the Terps game ended. It's like 10:30. I go, you know what? An hour and a half. Tyson's going to fight. I'm sliced.
So you lost two Terps games, a Ravens game, and Friday night watching Tyson fight.
I mean, it was a horrible weekend. I felt so dirty.
Yeah,
I felt so dirty.
I felt dirty after it.
Yeah.
I felt dirty.
I was like, I'm so happy I didn't pay like $50 for this pay-per-view. I would have felt even worse. And I'm just watching it, and he's so old. He's so old. And then I'm mad at myself because I know I'm going to do this again when Tiger tees it up in the Bahamas.
The worst part about it is we're less than 4 years away from where Iron Mike is.
Yeah, but we're not fighting a pro boxing match against a 27-year-old.
We haven't taken a million shots to the head either.
Yeah. Right.
So we have that going.
I'm out having my emotions played with from nostalgia.
Right.
I'm out on that. I'm selling
and the same. I know you guys don't care. The same thing happened with UFC. And Mike Maher was all into the Stipe versus John Jones fight.
Did John Jones not look good?
No, John Jones looked fine. He's 37. Incredible. But Stipe, all right, arguably the greatest heavyweight UFC fighter of all time, hadn't beaten anybody in like 5 years, had been inactive for 3 years, and the last good win was like 7 years ago.
Well, like, I mean, maybe Jones needed that. He hadn't fought in forever. Right?
I don't know. They can sell you on like the possibility and people get sucked
into
the
possibility. Did anybody really think the other guy was going to win? There was a lot of money on the other guy?
On Stipe? No.
He was
minus 560.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
This is Luke Thomas is going to be very upset if he hears wind of this. I'm out on combat sports.
Well, you're missing out.
All combat?
You're missing out. That was a farce.
I'm upsetting Mike Maher, too. I can see the look of disappointment on his face.
Got to show you a real card.
I guess. I don't know.
But, EB, real quick, Jake Paul literally admitted in the post-fight press conference that the fight was basically rigged. The reporter asked him, did he take the foot off the gas in round three when he had Tyson a little bit hurt? He said, yes, definitely. I wanted to give the fans a show a bit, but I didn't want to hurt someone that didn't need to be hurt that night.
I know. I read that. But, I mean, who knows the truth of it?
Yeah.
I read that.
I don't believe him.
I mean, who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Why wouldn't Jake Paul want to knock out Mike Tyson and make it look good for him? Don't you think? I actually think it looks terrible that he went 8 rounds.
He looked terrible.
Who?
Jake Paul.
He didn't look great.
I watch a lot of boxing. He looked terrible.
Hey, for a guy doing steroids,
he's on roids.
Hey, at least I'm 58.
I know, he looks kind of fat.
The reason I look terrible because I'm 58.
He needs to lean up a little bit or get back on the roids. He looks a little chubby.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067 on a Football Monday, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.